The baptism of Jesus, which we celebrate today in the liturgy on this final day of Christmas, is not just any other event in the life and ministry of Jesus. We can say, in fact, that the baptism of Jesus sets the tone for the rest of his work, the rest of his ministry. So that if we understand his baptism, if we understand why he comes to John at the River Jordan to be baptized, then our whole understanding of his mission will be enriched. In fact, we will understand it. Jesus comes to John, whose baptism is a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus, who is innocent. Jesus, who, because he is the Father's obedient Son, is actually incapable of sin. But he lines up at the River Jordan with all of us. With all of us who are in need of God's mercy. With all of us who are sinners in need of the grace of repentance. He stands there with all of us and he submits to this baptism of repentance. John was proclaiming this baptism because John knew that God was about to do something great for his people, and John was preparing God's people to receive the Messiah. And so Jesus, along with all the other sinners, goes into the cold depths of human sinfulness. Jesus himself is weighed down by those cold waters. He experiences that. Jesus himself experiences the way that being down in the depths of water clouds our vision, chills us. It makes us feel vulnerable. Could we drown down there? Jesus descends into those depths. Jesus unites himself with our human frailty. He expresses his solidarity with the messiness of our human life. Because it's only by descending into the depths and being in solidarity with us, by allowing those cold waters to chill him the way our sinfulness chills us, that Jesus can lift us with himself out of those waters. Only by descending can Jesus then ascend and bring us with him, so that with him we can stand again, having risen from those waters, in the light of day, in the light of God's sons and daughters, in the light of grace. Jesus' baptism sets the tone for his whole ministry, the ministry that will have its culmination in his glorious death and resurrection. Because it's at his death that, if you will, the descent, well, that he began at his incarnation when he took flesh, but his descent that he furthers today by going down into the waters with us, he descends fully at his death. But again, only so that he could lift you and me out of the depths of death and sadness to the life, the resurrected life of God's sons and daughters. Jesus is baptized so that he can make you and me, in our own baptism, God's sons and daughters. He gives us another clue to that at the end of the reading that we just heard. Isn't it interesting that when the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus and the heavens open, the voice of the Father that speaks, he doesn't say, "This is my beloved Son. Look at him there." At least in Luke, the account that we just heard, the Father says, "You are my beloved Son. in you I am well pleased. In other words, you and I, and again all the other sinners lined up on the banks of the Jordan, were given at Jesus' baptism a kind of a glimpse into the Father's relationship with Jesus and Jesus, the Son's relationship with Him. We sort of were able to eavesdrop on that eternal love of Father and Son, Father addressing Son, the way the Father addresses the Son from all eternity. You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. You and I are allowed to eavesdrop on that relationship because, again, Jesus comes to be baptized so that you and I actually can do more than eavesdrop on that relationship. Jesus comes to be baptized. He descends into those depths so that He can make you and me with Him, in Him, sons and daughters of God. So that we too, at our baptism and for every day of our lives thereafter, can hear the Father saying to us, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter. In you I am well pleased." When you and I were baptized, the Father united us with Jesus, with His Son. Specifically, He united us with Jesus' death and resurrection. We too were immersed in the waters of Jesus' death and lifted up in the glory of His resurrection. We were made sons and daughters of God. So that now, when God the Father looks at you, and you, and you two over there as well, and me, God the Father sees His beloved Son Jesus. He still sees me, He still sees you, but He sees us now in His Son. We take for granted, I think. We don't think enough. We don't savor enough, at least speaking for myself anyway, our divine sonship, our sonship in the Son. If we did, it would change everything. Every day in the morning, we would wake up, perhaps after our coffee, you know, you get the blood flowing a little. God, thank you for making me your beloved son. Father, thank you for making me your beloved daughter. And then, having been anointed with that same anointing of sonship, that same anointing of daughterhood, we would be on mission with Jesus. We would feel more strongly how, in fact, we are on mission with Jesus. We heard that reading from the Acts, in which Peter, speaking in the home of Cornelius, he says, "You know about that baptism that John preached, and then how Jesus received that baptism, and having received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil." What it means to be God's sons and daughters, at least part of it, is that we are on mission with Jesus, having been anointed by the same Spirit, to go about doing good and to healing all who are oppressed by the devil. The devil, right, I mean, we're blocks away from where The Exorcist was filmed, but you know, the devil oppresses people in all sorts of ways. In all sorts of ways. How many people in your family, perhaps, among your friends, among your colleagues, are oppressed by loneliness? Are oppressed by isolation? Are struggling in their relationships? Are in the oppression of all sorts of illness? All those evils, all those sufferings that are not part of God's original plan for us, that God didn't desire, but because of our woundedness have come into our world, and now we've got to deal with. Well, because we're on mission with the Son, because we've received that same anointing, you and I, we have to reach out to all those people who in various ways are in the grip of the devil. Perhaps we ourselves at times feel in that grip and are in that grip. But it's this anointing as God's sons and daughters that liberates us from that oppression so that then we can reach out to everyone we know, to be on mission, sons and daughters in the Son, and help those people achieve the liberation that God desires for them. Today, as we celebrate Jesus' baptism, let's savor that we are sons and daughters in the Son and recommit ourselves to that mission that we have to go about with Jesus, doing good through His power and healing those who are in the grip of the devil.